At least eight other states, including California, Massachusetts, and New York, have considered proposals to increase taxes on high-income residents, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. The trend mirrors a pattern that followed the Great Recession, when at least 10 states raised taxes between 2010 and 2012 to balance budgets decimated by the economic turndown. But the decision to increase taxes in New Jersey also comes as progressives across the country are pushing for tax policies that can begin to narrow the gap between rich and poor, a divide amplified by a pandemic that has disproportionately affected Black and Latino communities. The new tax in New Jersey, the nation's second wealthiest state, is expected to generate an estimated $390 million this fiscal year. 16,491 New Jersey residents and 19,128 non-resident taxpayers will now pay the higher rate, the state officials said. In Albany, where Democrats also control all branches of government, progressives have been pushing Mr. Cuomo to consider a variety of bills, including one to raise the tax rate on those earning more than $100 million to almost 12%. A fiscal moderate and third-term Democrat, Mr. Cuomo has largely resisted proposals to raise billions by taxing the wealthy and has instead consistently called on the federal government to bail New York out, saying its state and local governments are facing $59 billion in budget shortfalls this year and next. With every call for new taxes comes criticisms from Republicans and some business leaders who warn that higher taxes will lead to an exodus of affluent residents, draining revenue needed to pay for basic services like education and health care. Mr. Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mujica, noted on Thursday that the overwhelming majority of billionaires and millionaires that live in the state of New York City are already subject to a combined city and tax rate of 12.6%. Let's make sure the discussions are informed, he said in a statement.